According to statistics provided by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the U.S. recorded more than 40,000 new cases of COVID-19 just before the weekend. Florida alone accounted for nearly 9,000 cases, sparking a reversal of some reopening measures. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says his province has taken a very cautious approach to reopening. Ford referred to one day last week when the U.S. posted 36,000 new cases. He said by comparison, all of Canada had only 300 cases.
And even if I know they're 10 times the size, even if we multiply that 300 by 10, that's 3,000 versus 36,000. So I guess what I'm saying is that's the comparison. Being cautious versus a reckless approach, in my opinion, south of the border, that everyone just goes hog wild and don't worry about anything. Well, that's come back to bite him.
The U.S. numbers also prompted Ford to reinforce his support for keeping the Canada-U.S. border closed beyond July the 21st. Ford says that date is far too early, adding he doesn't believe Canada is ready for people from south of the border. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.